Mark chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. The faithful preacher. We're speaking, of course, about John the Baptist. Mark chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Well, what we have here in these verses is what you might call a recap, a recapitulation. It's a retrospect. There's a technical term for it. You get it in films and such. There's a cutback. You go back to the beginning. The film starts at a certain place and then it goes back to the beginning. And you get it here. We've heard about this discussion in the court. Who is this Christ? Who is this man walking about? Who is this preacher, this man who's doing these miracles? And he's John the Baptist. He's Elijah and so on. And then we get this explanation, verse 17. For Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested. And he had him bound and put in prison. You're going back before these events, you see. He did this because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married. For John had been saying to Herod, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Mark chapter 6, verses 17 to 18. The faithful preacher. Now let's get this right. Let's understand this. Who is John the Baptist? He's this obscure man, dressed in these odd clothes, preaching in the desert. He's a nobody, it seems. You know, he comes from the very lowest of the, you know, the oddest of the peoples. And we're talking about Herod, a great politician. He calls himself a king. A big wig. He's in the court. Of course, I naturally think here of some humble, obscure preacher having the opportunity to preach the gospel to the royal household here. And what kind of sermon would I preach? What discourse would I give? Well, what is John the Baptist's discourse? Well, he flatters the king, doesn't he? He amuses the king. No, he doesn't do anything of the sort. He entertains him. No, he doesn't. He knows that Herod is a sinner. Well, of course he's a sinner. John the Baptist is a sinner. We're all sinners apart from Christ. I'm a sinner. But that ain't the point. Herod is a particular, notorious sinner. I mentioned it in the previous discourse. It's very complicated. It comes out here. Herod had married his brother Philip's wife, Herodias, and so on. It's all messed about, and this is not the end of the complications. I know we're all sinners, but John knew that this man was a particular sinner, and the marriage was complicated. No, it was sinful. This man was living in open, public sin, and John the Baptist preached in such a way that this man knew. Herod knew that John the Baptist was pulling no punches and telling him that he was a sinner. Now, I'm not saying that preachers should use the pulpit as a sounding board to vent their opinions about every Tom, Dick and Harry or everybody else. Not at all. But here is John dealing with this man faithfully. I don't know the circumstances. I don't know how he was invited. I don't know how he came. But it's not just one-off. It wasn't just an occasional. For Herod himself had given orders, and John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful. He had been saying to him, it is wrong for you. Now, whether Herod had asked his opinion, I'm not sure. I doubt it. But whatever the circumstances, here is John the Baptist being a faithful, confrontational preacher. Does he give him sugar and candy? No. Does he give him marshmallow? Is he vague? No, he's straight, he's direct, he's blunt, he's confrontational. And he comes home to this man, not to be offensive, I'm not saying that, but inevitably the gospel does offend. There must be the conviction of sin. We're wrong, we've fallen, we're sinners, we're under the wrath of God. Because in the hymns we say, vile and full of sin I am. But sinners have got to realize that they're lost and helpless and hopeless. And they're under a terrible judgment and condemnation already. He's not giving a pleasant, nice sermon here. He's talking about you. It's not lawful for you. How many preachers today speak in terms of we and us and they, in all vague generalities? No, this man comes home. You are the man. Nathan was the same to David. John the Baptist is this direct, convicting preacher for Herod. He doesn't talk about problems. He doesn't talk about issues. He talks about sin. He talks about wrong. He doesn't flatter a king. The wounds of a friend are faithful. He rebukes. He doesn't flatter. I've just quoted two Proverbs, 27 verse 6, 28, 23. We don't want flatterers in the pulpit. We don't want sugar candy preachers. We don't want soft preachers. I'm not saying we want personal preachers in the sense of being direct about particular names and everything else. But Spurgeon was asked more than once, and he raised it in his sermons, and he said about it, you may say I'm being personal this morning. I am being personal. You are a sinner. I am a sinner. You are a sinner. Oh, may I be personal now, my friend? You need to be right with God. I need to be right with God. But you need to be right with God. I'm not standing here or preaching to you. It's because I've attained to it and I'm way beyond it and I don't need it. Not at all. But as a preacher, this is the privilege. This is the duty. This is a responsibility. This is the burden of the preacher. You are a sinner, but Christ died for sinners. God is a merciful, loving God. He will have mercy on you. There is room. I agree with Bunyan. Come and welcome to Jesus. It's in Bunyan. It's the Bible. It's Jesus himself. It's the gospel. God is begging you, pleading with you, through his preachers, be ye reconciled to God. Come and welcome. But Herod hears it. We'll look again at this to see his reaction. I've given you the right reaction. Don't kick at the preacher. Yield to God, believe, and obey the gospel. Repent, trust Christ, and submit to him as King and Lord. Don't kick against the preacher. Don't kick against the gospel. Don't kick against God. Blame yourself. At least David, when Nathan spoke to him, didn't blame Nathan. He blamed himself. He knew where the buck stopped, and it stopped with him. Herod, I'm afraid, failed in this respect. But this discourse is about John, the faithful preacher. Oh, may God raise faithful men. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. May God raise up such powerful preachers in our generation to awaken us and bring us to a sense of our need. Amen.